Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, no further ado here. I want to jump right into it. Joining us is Katrina Pearson. You've seen her on all the networks. She is the national spokesperson for the Trump campaign. She's here to join us. Katrina, good morning. Thanks for taking the time from your busy schedule.
Oh, good morning. Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
I want to get right to Donald Trump. He's got a lot of fights on his hand, and I love him because he doesn't back off like, and I'll say, gutless McCain and gutless Romney. You're in politics, it's a dirty game. If you don't fight, you lose. But he's fighting Hillary. He's fighting the Democrats. He's fighting this disgusting media. I'm not part of that media. And he's fighting the Republican Party. He says he can do it on his own. How does he move forward and survive?
Well, I think what he does is he continues to take his message to the public. What we've witnessed over in the United Kingdom is exactly that. You've had people on the ground who felt like they were no longer represented by those who just sought political power, and they rose up and fought back against that. And I think we're seeing the same thing happen in the United States, where we have the exact same thing happening. We have elected officials who have put their own needs ahead of those of the public, who will say anything and change nothing. And meanwhile, people wake up in the morning and they look around and they don't recognize their country anymore. They don't see the ability to move forward. They don't see their prosperity and their dreams anymore. And Mr. Trump is providing those policies that put us back in a place where Americans can feel good about their future again.
Yeah, I mean, he's doing it. He's got a lot of fights. His comments are taken out of context. I've heard his context on immigration. I've heard his context regarding La Raza. I've heard the sound bites of business are difficult to overreact because they piece together what they want to piece. But I'm looking at this from the perspective of an overwhelming movement against him from the traitor George Will. Herschel Walker has been refused speaking engagements. Is Trump going to assume a more statesman-like presidential diplomatic manner? I want to be objective here. And abandon the state of mind or the approach that he used in the primaries?
You know, I think we're safe to assume that Mr. Trump is going to be Mr. Trump. I know that the media is pushing this quote-unquote presidential context and tone, but Mr. Trump is just Mr. Trump. He's a businessman. He loves his country, and he has ideas and thoughts that he wants to implement as president to make our country great again. And I don't see a personality change, which is what I think a lot of people are expecting. It's just that Mr. Trump will respond based upon what's coming at him. And as you've seen him here recently, he will go and he will give a prepared speech and be as presidential as anybody else. But then he'll also be at a rally where he's engaging with his supporters. They're having a lot of fun, and he's putting his vision out there for America. Or you'll see him on a television interview bantering with an anchor. this is Mr. Trump. This is the same person you're going to see as president.
Yeah, and Katerina, what concerns me is a lot of the mentality, the engagement, the awareness of the American public, the fact that the electoral system is stacked against him. In spite of all of the bad publicity, he's heading a lot of the swing states, Ohio, Pennsylvania, not that far back in Florida. Should the focus be on the military, veterans, his economic plan, which has been applauded by Larry Kudlow, who's been on the show many times? Should he be focusing on the positives, or should he be spending his time going after, I can't use the word on radio, I'd be thrown off the air, Elizabeth Warren, for example, who has now stepped in as the hatchet person for Hillary?
Well, I think you can do both. I think that the idea behind Elizabeth Warren and Hillary Clinton is, if you look at the political irony of those two on stage together, it gives him an opportunity to point out exactly what's wrong with this country. Is you have a politician like Elizabeth Warren, who is says she represents the people and wants to stop Wall Street corruption and wants to stop the bankers from taking over, but then back somebody like Hillary Clinton, who is out there doing just the opposite. So I think it's an opportunity to highlight what's wrong.
We've got an NBC poll that just came out, and here's some of the contradictions, and that's why the media is doing their best to suppress any real positives for Donald Trump. We've got honesty, and they may not be great for Donald Trump, but they're better, much better than they are for Hillary Clinton on the issues of immigration, ready to help America, our economy, our fight against terrorism. The polls are coming out positive. Should he be focusing more on those, or should he dismiss what he has attributed to the rigged polls, to our corrupt system? Basically, what I'm saying is, shouldn't he be focusing strictly on what he's going to do for the American people? And I know you said Trump is Trump, as opposed to engaging in warfare here.
Well, I think to your earlier point that Mr. Trump has had to fight essentially everyone, including the media, it's important that he responds to everything. Because no matter what happens, they're going to criticize him. And if he doesn't respond, that too will also warrant a criticism. So I think if he responds to everything and then focuses on his main message, which you've seen happen more and more today, he's giving a policy speech on trade, which is going to be very informative. So I think if he focuses on his goals and his message while responding to things as they come along, it's going to be a delicate balancing act because, again, he is fighting against the Democrat establishment, the Republican establishment, and the media establishment. So in order to do that successfully, he's going to have to be firing on all cylinders. So it's going to be up to people like myself and you and many of your listeners to get out there and make sure that the record stays straight.
Yeah, this morning the announcement was that his campaign is announcing an expansion of the team. I think you can tell me that his financial fundraising has been misrepresented. I think Eric Trump came out and said it's been amazing how much money they've raised. All of this information is being suppressed. You have to use every avenue possible getting it out. The fundraising apparently is now proceeding. Of course, he's up against the establishment, the progressives, the Third World Order. What's the overall strategy going ahead right now? I like the expansion of the team and the fundraising aspect of this.
Well, you know, fundraising has been phenomenal. The media reports, you know, he's doing worse than Hillary Clinton. The reality is, Mr. Trump has barely been fundraising for 1 month. I mean, he's doing that as a joint effort with the RNC to help down-ballot candidates as well. And in the last couple of weeks that he has been fundraising, it has been very well, going into states and exceeding expectations as far as fundraising goes. We're really excited about that. And moving forward, we're going to continue to build out our statewide apparatus. You know, everyone said in the beginning, Trump doesn't have a ground game, and then yet, Mr. Trump broke the record in primary turnout. So we kind of like being the underdog in that area because it just makes victory that much sweeter. But I do think you're going to see more additions to the campaign simply because we do want to have solid policy announcements. He wants to give solid speeches on policies. The media wants details. They're going to get a lot of details. And more importantly, taking that message to the American public. There are so many people who have essentially checked out of the system because they feel like the government doesn't care about them, their vote doesn't matter, and all politicians are corrupt. Well, now we have an opportunity to say, look, we finally have a candidate that neither party likes, someone that does care about you and whose policies benefit you, not corporate America, not international entities, and not illegal aliens. This is someone who cares about you and your family. And so now voters have a real option in November.
The fundamental basis of his program is sound. When people say to me, and I'm being objective here, I don't like Trump, he's a bully, he's braggadocio, he's this. I said, don't vote for this on personality. You don't have to love everyone whom you support. You've got someone who I believe is committed. Treason, someone who is a pathological liar, someone who has done nothing but what is contrary to the values and ideals of America. So I always say, you don't have to love Trump. This isn't the decision. Vote for him. He's someone who loves his country. He's taking his very life in his hands by running this campaign. He doesn't need it. Your closing comments.
Well, you're absolutely right. And, you know, Mr. Trump is where he is. Because of the people, and the people realize that we have a serious problem in this country, and they want it stopped. And as I mentioned earlier, there are a lot of people who don't recognize their country anymore, who don't even feel like natives in their own country anymore, and it's simply because the laws that are being passed are to help international entities or to help illegal aliens in this country or to bring in, you know, Syrian refugees, for example. Meanwhile, we have 90-plus million people out of jobs here at home. We have families who are struggling here at home because of the burdensome policies by this federal government put in place by the bureaucracy, not your elected officials. And the people are rising up and they're speaking out and they're saying no more.
Quickly, give a website where they can contribute, Katrina. Where can they contribute?
Contribute at DonaldJTrump.com and follow him on Twitter at RealDonaldTrump.
All right, please, please contribute. Save the country. Katrina, stay on for a moment as we take a break. Thanks for coming on.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
This is Jack Welch, and you're listening to Stu Taylor on Business.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game.
All right, we're back. Quieted down a little from segment one. Delighted to get on Katrina. Katarina Pearson and Katrina Pearson. And we hopefully will have Donald Trump on in good stead. And, you know, I'm a little emotional at this, and it's not sincerity, because the very survival of America as we knew it doesn't stand. You know those pew bags, they clean if you get nauseous and you vomit. I have one in my lovely family room where I sit and watch most of this stuff, and there was no way to avoid watching Elizabeth Warren. I just said to Laurie during the break, isn't she even more obnoxious than Hillary? I mean, how is that possible? First I said, well, Harry Reid is the most obnoxious. Nancy Pelosi is the most obnoxious. I'm listing them all up there. And then Hillary, of course, she's really tough to beat. Did you see those two disgusting? Ugh. I'll tell you. And I was watching Morning Joe this morning, and they're talking, well, this is what they need. Elizabeth Warren is the one who can fight Trump. Elizabeth Warren is a goofy Indian. A goofy fake Indian. So she's disgusting, and she's more than that, and it comes down to policy. It's what she's done, flipping houses, killing big business, joining up with large corporations in Wall Street. This is her history. I mean, I've heard she's worth 16 to 20 million. How do you think she got that money? And she's been a predator on the middle class, and yet there she is, another self-righteous, pontificating, hypocritical, blankety-blank. And who's buying this stuff? Who's buying it? My hope was, and of course nobody has any real influence on the Trump campaign. Perhaps his daughter and two sons. But he's got to make that shift. And when you look at the polls, and they indicate... what they indicate, and if you listen to the press, it's all over. Why even bother to go out and vote? It isn't. I mean, the deficits on a national poll, I think, went from 6 to 8 with Hillary leading Trump. These are not insurmountable odds. And each day, more is drip, 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 drip. Whether it's I believe there's a film coming out, more and more and more. This whole Gary Byrne book coming out about the Clintons. And I mean, it's how do I say this? It's undeniably true. And yet, you know, you talk to people out there, and I've even said it. It's I mean, I've become so intense that it's affected a few relationships I've had with people who want to continue to argue in favor of Hillary Clinton. At what point have you won a debate and there's nothing left to argue about? And the problem is, it's both an asset and it's a liability. Donald Trump's personality is a huge liability. It's also a huge asset because you're fighting the intellectual versus the emotional. The intellectual says, well, I know he believes in America. I know he has these sound principles where he'd like to restore the greatness of this country. I don't have any doubt about that. You got any doubt about Hillary? Then is the visceral part of it where you say, stop acting like a jerk. Stop it. So whenever you're thinking like that, think about Hillary's, or Obama's, I guess, combined 620. Hillary is looking to spend $400 billion to bring in about 620,000 refugees. They can't be vetted. Trump has modified, and you know, it's part of playing the game of politics. I mean, you just, you know, you gotta do it. He's modified at least his explanation on the Muslim immigration issue, because believe me, being in the media, there's called being the master of sound bites, those people who put these sound bites together and start pulling out everything. And this is why, because of the naivety of the American people, when they start seeing these sound bites from that sellout George Will, even Charles Krauthammer, George, I mean, look who I'm naming, George W. Bush, Mitt Romney, Marco Rubio, John McCain, Paul Ryan. And you start piecing all these sound bites together, and people say, well, you know, it's not just the Democrats who hate him, it's the representative of conservative America, middle class, who hate. It isn't true. And yet, this is the power of the media, and I think the power of the media overshadows the power of people's ability to vote the right way. And it quite frankly scares the hell out of me. Whether you read a story from the Washington Post or the New York Times, instead of opening up your horizons, he needs funds, he needs fundraising. This is big business, you know. Was it Obama had $2 billion? You have to raise the money. And this NBC poll that came out is really, really heartening. And it was an NBC poll. You know, there was a poll that came out, ABC. ABC came out, and here's what affects the American people. It was jaded because the sampling of people taken were heavily rooted in the Democrat Party. So what do you think the answers are going to be? You've got to make a strong and concerted effort to put aside a lot of the emotions and look at where the country is going. Go up and down the line on immigration, gun-free zones, military, right, veterans. We got to do it. Can we do this right after the break? All right. There's nothing you can do about the electoral system. Our war with Islam, and it is. And I want to look, as we go into the last minute here, our economic program. And what Larry Kudlow, and I know I've said this several times, I love Larry. I love what Larry Kudlow stands for. I have tremendous respect. He's raving about this, as are a whole bunch of other economists. And yet, if you look at the polling samples and you look at Mark Zandi, for example, who has contributed tons of money to the Clinton campaign, what do you think he's going to say? Is it possible to find neutral sources? Yeah, it is. And if you look at these neutral sources, by and large, Trump holds his own. So it's all in your hands. And having had Katrina Pearson on, and during the break, she indicated she would be back on the show. And we're going to try to get Donald Trump on as well. I'm just going to continue to pound away at this. And if you don't like what I have to say, hey, you don't have to listen. I love this country. All right, we're coming back. We're going to find out how to remove stress. I can't think of anything more timely than to find out how to get rid of the stress in your life. Joining us after the break will be World Life expert Dr. Michael Woodward, known as Dr. Woody. We'll be back.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, it's Steve Case, the co-founder of AOL, the chairman of Revolution and Case Foundation, the author of a new book called The Third Wave, and I enjoyed talking about the book with Stu Taylor on his show.
I find this fabulous song very stress relieving. We all have stress to deal with in our lives, but how do we cope with it? I know there's good stress and there's bad stress, but stress at work can affect family bonding, or can it? And joining us here to talk about it is Dr. Woody Woodward. He is affiliated with Kalahari Resorts and Conventions, and he's here to put you on the road. I was about to say to make your life better, but you have to make it better yourself. You can only take these tips. And Dr. Woody is seen quite a bit on a lot of the networks, not of the network shows. He's been on the Today Show, Live with Kelly, Fox and Friends, and he's here to join us. Good morning, Dr. Woody. Are you stressed out today?
No, I'm not. You know, I feel very relaxed to be on talking to you, Stu.
Well, thank you very much. That I must say that relaxes me, so we're both beneficiaries of whatever you're recommending, which is what? What's the most important thing? Number one, I would assume, recognize you have stress in your life. If you're in denial, you'll never do anything about it.
Yeah, you make a good point, because I think a lot of times we get so caught up on the treadmill or hamster wheel of life, whatever you want to call it, and we're so in motion. And our contact, our relationships with people become very transactional and fleeting, and we just become part of a machine. And I think a lot of times when the stress starts to hit us, we don't realize it because, first of all, we're not paying attention to ourselves. We're not taking that time to reflect and think. And the other part of it is we're not connecting with people who care about us to tell us that, hey, by the way, I noticed that you've been acting differently. You seem more worn out. Your energy's low. What's going on? So, you know, not to sound like the preachy psychologist guy here, but, you know, it's important to be reflective, to pay attention to yourself, your mind, your body, but also to connect with other people, because social support is one of the greatest buffers of stress and predictors of happiness. And so you got to make sure that you're taking time to make those human connections with people who care about you.
Yeah, and I want to make a connection between what you just said and family bonds. You and I talked prior to the break about family, the importance of family. You're bringing in the other important component, which is taking vacation time. People think, well, you know, it doesn't matter whether I'm home or relaxing, doing nothing, or away. I totally disagree. You become disconnected with the realities of stressful events that occur every day. So take your family on a vacation. I mean, is that a sure cure-all? I mean, if you're in debt $3 million or you get 6 months to live, it won't help. But I'm talking about for the average person, Dr. Woody.
Sure. You know, is it a cure-all? No. Is there any cure-all? No, there's not. But what it is, I think it's important to extract yourself from the environment that has all the cues and signals that will stress you. So whether it's the office, whether it's being at home and looking around at all the stuff that needs to be fixed, cleaned, repaired, that's going to just add to your stress. It's not going to take it away. So I think it's important to take short mini vacations and try and stay local. You don't have to go too far, but you have to go far enough that you're in a novel, new place that feels a little bit different, that allows you to be present in the moment. And so that's why I think, you know, taking that time, you have to be very deliberate and plan it, because we spend a lot of time planning for work, planning for projects, planning to, you know, to get stuff to our boss and planning to meet deadlines, but we don't spend a lot of time planning our personal lives and planning to do things that are fun and engaging and then help us reengage with our spouse, our kids. And so that's why, so I'm calling from Kalahari Resorts, as you mentioned, up in the Pocono Mountains, where it's a huge indoor water park. It's a really authentically African-themed place. It just feels like I'm a world away, even though I'm not that far away because I'm from Jersey City, which is only like an hour and a half away. But being in an environment that feels different and allows me to get lost in play and do stuff that's just fun is a great way to disconnect, and I think it's important for all of us to do it.
Yeah, and I like what you said. You don't have to go that far. You can find a place that has all the ingredients of being far away, and on the basis of this conversation, and you just have to happen to mention Africa and Kalahari Resorts. I'm canceling my flight to Uganda right after this. I think I'll be stress-free. How do people get in touch with this location? How do they get more information?
Just go to KalahariResorts.com. And you can find all that you want to know. I mean, I'm at the one in the Poconos, but there's one in Wisconsin Dells, Wisconsin. There's one in Sandusky, Ohio. So whatever is convenient for you, just make sure you plan the time with your kids and make sure it's something that they want to do. And talk to them about the importance of disconnecting, putting your social media and your cell phones on hold, even if it's just for a few hours at a time, so you can connect with each other.
And when you head out there, it'll make it easy. You can get a double combo. I'm not looking to promote anything else, but go to Cedar Point in Sandusky, where I have been, and then go to the Kalahari Resort. You'll feel a lot better. We hear about unplugging. What are the benefits? I mean, the benefits for a lot of people may reduce the probability, and I'm not asking you to play MD here, but reduce the probability of going to your medical doctor for advice. Because if you can reduce the stress, it can reduce the blood pressure. What are these benefits?
Well, you know, psychological stress, it starts with how you perceive the world. And I always say it's about perceived lack of control over things. And then that triggers some physiological responses in your body. And then we don't exercise those by either, you know, fighting or running or fleeing, like the fight or flight response. So your body sort of attacks itself and you become more worn out. Your immune system becomes compromised. You just become more tired. And so you're susceptible to all kinds of physical strains and problems that could make you ill. Now, the challenge with disconnecting is in our 24/7 globally wired world, it's really difficult to truly disconnect and be kind of off the grid. You can do it, but I think the reality is, you know, there's research out there that's shown that 61% of us work while on vacation. 42% of us will feel obligated to check in while on vacation. So instead of creating a balance, I think it's a blend. I think you set some boundaries while you're on vacation of when is the most or the least disruptive times to hop on my laptop, check in on a phone call that won't disrupt my family time or that at least they won't really see it. So after they're in bed or before they're up in the morning. That's how you, I think, got to blend it in there so that you get a nice mix of both.
Have you got a recipe for some simple activities people can do when they're on vacation to get those stress levels down?
First of all, I think it's have an open dialogue. Have conversation. And set some boundaries. I think set some times where, hey, we're going to – if we're going to dinner, we're not taking our phones with us. If it makes everyone feel less stressed, let's lock them in the space in the hotel room. You know, we'll know where they are. They're safe. It's okay. They're only a couple floors up away from us. It'll be fine. I think that's first. I think do stuff that you can do together and do stuff that your kids will enjoy. Don't tell them what they're going to enjoy. Ask them what they'll enjoy. And I think that'll make it easier. You always want them bought in to and feeling that they're contributing to finding that fun, not being told to have fun.
Yeah, and the importance of taking a family vacation. We all have stress in our families. If there's a health problem, if there's some argument that goes on, you know, if you're like me and everybody else, that's the kind of stress you can really live without. You can use these vacations to kind of restructure the bonds of family, can't you? How do you go about doing that and isolating all the negatives and the negative stress prior to going?
I think when you get there, it's about asking questions. You know, it's how are you? How are things going? What's fun and exciting? And also celebrate some of the wins. Point out some of the positives of what your kids have been doing or what they've accomplished. Share with them some of the positives in your life. You know, give them a little bit of a window into who you are outside when you walk out that door every day to go to work and what your life is like. And some of the positive things that I think
better and then help you to support the family. I think it's open dialogue and conversation, I think, can be very healthy, but try to keep them more focused on the positive when you're on vacation, because the idea is not to get into negative, bad things.
Let me kind of pull the rug out from under your feet a little bit here by asking you, when did you recognize the importance of this subject, and how did it change your life in terms of handling your stress?
I think, you know, I grew up, my father worked for himself. He was a veterinarian, had his own practice. And, you know, one of the tough challenges he had was, you know, he went to University of Pennsylvania, Ivy League veterinary school. And for him, what was tough is that he sat down one day and he told me, you know, I only get probably to practice what I was trained to do maybe 40 or so percent of my time. Because the other 60%, I'm doing all kinds of other stuff that I've never been trained to do, managing a business, running a business, managing...
All right, on that note, the clock is moving. I'm stressed out having to end this. Michael, Dr. Woody Woodward has joined us. Thanks so much.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Stories of the Legal Exchange, Saturdays noon to 1, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, I'm Jim Cook, the brewer and founder of Sam Adams, and a friend of Stu Taylor. He's a great interviewer. He brings out the best in everybody that he talks to, and he helped me sell some books. Cheers.
All right, we see some stabilization in the markets this morning after two hectic days, one with a 611 point loss, and then yesterday he lost about 260, which is about 860, which I think represented less than 2% of the market. The Dow stands at around 17,200, somewhere in there. And if you think about it, it's almost not a panic situation, because my own opinion, I have to state this is my own opinion, what we've seen in the stock market in the past few days is not directly related to a breakdown of the infrastructure of the financial system in the American market. And therefore, I think it's correctable once people come to grips. Now, I guess it depends what your philosophy is on this and whether you think that Britain should have pulled out of the EU. I told you yesterday that I gave this a lot of thought, and I overcame my emotional concern by, well, it's not that I was either pro or anti, but I reacted in a sense of total neutrality. I want to be clear about that. I reacted in the sense of total neutrality, predicated on my own involvement in the market, and the fact that you look on paper and you say, oh my God, I've lost all this on paper, and I'm working today and I'm making, it's just instinctive. Unless money doesn't mean anything, or unless you're not in the market. And if you're not in the market, it really doesn't become an issue at all. But you have to realize that this is deeper than what the market is. It's deeper in the sense that this involves borders and countries. It involves the oligarchs taking over this third world country that we've seen in this third world. They're waking up a little bit in Europe. Isn't it interesting that they're waking up in France and they're waking up in England, but they're not waking up here? Tell me what other country of any significance, tell me, has a borderless nation. Mexico, for example. You know how tough it is to get in and out of Mexico? Why should we open the floodgates with the likes of Barack Obama, who I'm so happy to say the referendum put forth got defeated by a 4-4 vote, a stalemate, which means that the deportation of illegals in this country can't occur. How we're going to do it, I mean, I'm not going to get into policy on that. Then there's the old sympathy thing. What about the kids? Well, the kids should be with their parents. If the parents made the decision to cross a border illegally, that's part of the issue. The other issue is the simple issue of vetting, and stop making this about gay rights, workplace violence, or emotional illness. This is fundamental Islamic terrorism. Did you hear that, Barry Obama? Fundamental Islamic terrorism. Why don't you and the rest of your crony organization recognize this? Nobody can dare say it. It's funny how up and down you can't express your own opinions. You know, sometimes you close your eyes and you think of these ridiculous things that may never happen, that couldn't happen. Like the scenario as I closed my eyes and thought, what if Barack Obama had me, offered me a job in his administration contingent upon supporting all of his positions and paying me handsomely? It's not going to happen, but I couldn't do it. I just couldn't sell out. We all have a price of sorts, but I can't sell out the integrity, my integrity, and what this flag, what this Constitution represents. Can't do it. And yet what we see up and down the lines is almost a complete sellout. I understand George Will leaving the Republican Party. Except that if I leave it, I'm leaving it for a different reason. I'm leaving it because of the rhinos, the Bill Kristols, even though he's not a congressman. I did leave him out of my discussion with Katrina Pearson. The Mitt Romneys, the John McCains, the Marco Rubios, the Paul Ryans, the Mitch McConnells. This is why I want to leave the Republican Party. For George Will, who lives in his multi-million dollar home, I think in Maryland, and we see Rupert, and I totally believe this. I'm not going to reveal the name of whom I spoke with at Fox that I'm very close with. But Fox has turned the corner. And I watch the five. I love the five. Dana Perino's moderate. You get Nicole Wallace on. She's on Morning Joe. Very moderate. You've got a few people who are sticking to their guns. Eric Bolling is pretty good. And by the way, Eric Bolling will be joining us. Wake Up America, his new book, which is already rising to the top on Amazon. He'll be joining us next Tuesday morning. You got Kimberly Guilfoyle. Not at the top of the pile of heavy hitters over there, but I want to tell you, bright, smart, and right on target. And she keeps whipping Juan Williams into his place, and Juan doesn't stop because he's a master of spin. You can hear his interview with me going on my website at stutaylor.com. Just go to Interview Archives. Jeanine Pirro, I salute you. Sean Hannity, I salute you. And then I have to really, really search and think, and I really don't come up with many others. And it used to be, boy, I support so many people at Fox, it's hard to find somebody other than a personality or two on there, like Geraldo Rivera and even Juan Williams, Alan Combs, whom, you know, a part of the makeup of giving Fox a balanced look. Fox is still balanced, but they're balanced now more center and center left than they are center right, I believe. And I would say look to the Blaze, but Glenn Beck has gone completely crazy. We need another network. We need another network to air the sentiments of at least 50% of the American people, or pretty close to it. No, I'm not going to be involved in it. But it's just a thought that I have, because we've got to shift the mass mindset of the American people. And on that note, I want to thank everyone for joining us. See you tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.